Blog Talk.
Sunlight to guide you, words to remind you of it, a beautiful life.
Good morning, everyone, and yes, it is a beautiful life, and I love that tune by Beckon, B-E-C-K-O-N. This is Kate Hennessy, and you are listening to Get Focused Radio. Please stay with us for the next hour, and hopefully we'll inspire you and help you refocus when life gets in the way. Each week on our show, we try and bring you guests that have overcome challenges or guests who will inspire you and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create a more fulfilled and happy life. So connect with me after the show at AskKateHennessy@GetFocusedRadio.com, and we can chat. I have to tell you, I had a great time about 2 weeks ago. I was on the Sue London Show. Sue broadcasts on WBLQ 1230 AM, which is out of New York, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Seattle. And we had a really, I would say, inspiring show. We discussed the loss of a child and how one deals with all the aspects of that. If you'd like to listen to the show, please go to www.transformationtalkradio.com and find Sue London. And we're doing some research on this topic. So if this touches you in any way, please feel free to get in touch with me. Leave a message on my guest book at www.getfocusedradio.com or just contact me through the my website, and I'd love to speak with you. So on a little lighter note, we have an amazing guest back with us today. We had Susan Fox on last month, and we couldn't get all the callers in on for her mini numerology readings. Now, before we meet Sue, I want you to know also that this amazing lady has applied her intuitive understanding of people and the practice of experiential learning for over 25 years. So she does many more things other than her amazing numerology readings. She's an accomplished professional. She's a personal motivator and a career mentor. And she is really, truly committed to helping us create our own passionate reflections. So please check out her website. She's going to tell us where you can get in touch with her and all that good stuff after the show. Before we get started, I'm going to share the call-in number with you. Call in and ask Sue, you know, you're going to have to give her your name and birth date and whatnot. We have most of our call-ins already organized, but we will take a few extra if there is time. If you're calling from outside Canada, call 1-888-435-1293. And for our Canadian callers, please dial 1-646-200-3268 and press 1. Hello, my friend. Are you there?
I am.
How are you?
I'm great this morning. It is a little cloudy, a little dark, but sunshine is here.
And where are you calling from, Sue? You're in the Toronto region?
I am. I'm
are
in
you?
Toronto, yeah. Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Very
well, that's awesome. Well, we loved having you on last month, and we got so many calls back to say you've got to have her on again, so here you are.
Isn't that nice? Thank you.
Now, before we start all of the, you know, the mini readings, and I know that's what most people are really excited about, but I really want to get across that, you know, there's a lot more to Susan Fox than
yeah.
doing these great readings. And I want to kind of understand why, what is it that you think, or why are readings, why are we in number? Like, how does that come about, and why is that important to know that? So it'll help us as we, you know, travel on our journey.
Well, numbers are really go back way, way, way into the BC era, started by Pythagoras, found numerology, numbers, there's four, and I'll explain that in a moment again, really had an impact on the kind of personality we are, the things that motivate us, the things that will satisfy us, and the things that will help us move towards the right line of work, whether it be a business career, whether it be a spiritual career, whether it be teaching, whatever it may be. And I, because I have a psychology background, I had my own executive recruiting company for probably 20 years and about 10 more years in the industry, it's really helped me identify the right kinds of personality types for the right kinds of careers.
Okay.
And I love it. I have a, I don't know if I just mentioned I have a psychology background as well as a business background. In the last couple of years, after we'd closed our business, I really had to rethink my path. Mm-hmm. And again, I have the empathy because I've made a huge shift from high-powered business to still combining my knowledge, but in a much more spiritual, earthy, if you will, maternal sense.
Okay.
And it has given me so much, so much satisfaction.
Now, okay,
Kate,
so you,
you
use those numbers sometimes in a counseling way, like career counseling?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, the first number is called our life lesson number.
Life
that
lesson.
That number
okay.
Should I continue that?
Yes.
Okay. That number tells us what we've come into this lifetime to be and accomplish. And I call it the career number because of that. So between that number, which is highly appropriate, it really makes sense, it works probably 99 and more times, percentage of the time. And the other way of sort of focusing your career that I do is a personality test, again, that's used by psychologists called Myers-Briggs,
okay.
Personality typing. And so we use both the numerology as well as the Myers-Briggs, as well as intuitive, as well as your intuitive. So I help you get in touch with your own path, your own passion, if you will.
Okay. And I think I will do, Kate,
if you don't mind, is go through the rest of the numbers. There are four, and I've just described life lessons. Shall I go ahead and describe the others?
Well, should we take on a caller, and you can actually do that through theirs, and then everyone will understand how each of these numbers
absolutely.
Work.
Absolutely.
Let's do that. I have...
Sure.
No, I'm just looking here, and I've got a person here. Hi there. Is it Kathy? Hello?
Hello.
Is that Kathy?
This is Kathy.
Kathy, hi. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for calling this morning from New Jersey. Now, Sue has your birth name, right? You're
okay.
A little bit different. Tell us a little bit about your background so that we can understand what we're looking for here.
And your name.
Well, you have my birth name, and my birth name changed when I was about 19 because I found my mentor, if you will, at the time, and I took on the path of becoming a yoga teacher. She saw something in me that she felt that was what I was supposed to do, which was great because I didn't know what I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I had a tremendous interest in anything that she had to teach me. And so that's, you know, in the old days, that's, you know, what happens is that you find, and of course, this was the middle 60s,
mm-hmm.
I was lucky to find a teacher who was genuine and who was only a second generation down from the big guru himself in India, Swami Shivananda. So it was a real wonderful opportunity to be with her, and I didn't like my birth name at all. My first name, I'm referring to my first name.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like my birth name at all, and... So she changed it.
Okay.
And she just felt that the name that she gave me, she felt would be suitable to more than one religious group so that I wouldn't be associated with any one particular religious group, which
mm-hmm.
she was very much against. She felt I needed to be have a name that would be acceptable just about anywhere.
Okay.
And so that was it. That's
okay.
What happened.
So, Sue, when you have someone
yes.
now that has changed their name, Which name are we looking at to get the numerology base?
It depends. In Kathy's situation, you lived for 19 years with your birth name.
That's correct.
So for this reading, because there are many readings and we've got a lot of people lined up, then I can only do one name. So for today's purpose, the phone-in, I'm going to do Antonia. Even if you don't like it, maybe you could relate to the differences from that name. And then another time, you can call me directly, and I'll leave my phone number at the end of the show, and I'll charge you half price to do both.
Okay.
That's as much as I can do because we can't afford the time. So I'm doing it with Antonia, your birth name, the life lesson number, I mean the birth date, rather, connotes the life lesson number, and that stays the same, obviously. Your birth date remained the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do that one first, obviously. The life lesson, we remember, that was the career number, what you've come into this lifetime to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And yours, Kadi, is a 5.
Right.
And not only is it a 5, but May 14th is also a 5, 4 and 1. So you've got basically 2 fives in your career number. The number 5 is fun. Why is it fun? Because it is unconventional. It has a huge need for change and variety in one's career particularly. And I'll ask you afterwards what you do. It really thinks out of the box and creatively. It tends to be really good at marketing or sales or persuasiveness. And more than one marriage, most likely. So, or none at all, and then just a variety of perhaps partners. What do you do, Kathy, for a living?
Well, I started out in life as a yoga instructor because that's what I was trained to be. But
right.
I probably retired from that 3 times because I felt that I couldn't get students to get beyond, inhale, exhale, stretch forward. And after, 10 years of that, I wanted to be able to do something more with them.
You know what? I'm going to interrupt you for a sec, Kathy. Mm. We have about 20 people to speak to, so
right.
Please, when I ask you, keep it as pointed, as direct as you can without a lot of detail. Just tell us the progression briefly, if you will.
I got bored teaching. I got bored teaching the same old thing
again. And where did you go from there?
I took my yoga knowledge and moved it into healthcare.
Great.
Where I could,
are you?
Yeah.
What kind of healthcare work are you doing?
I was a yoga therapist.
Oh, excellent! Excellent.
And then a program designer. So I would take that and turn it into bona fide therapy programs for large health organizations, and then I branched it out into being a stress management consultant.
Perfect. Now, there you go, everybody. Kathy is really multifaceted, and that's very, very typical. Very earthy, though, very practical, being a Taurus, feet on the ground, whatever you do, even if you're in the clouds in terms of your spirituality, it is a combination, and you've made that work very, very well for you, Kathy. So our next number, I'm going to describe this time with Kathy, and I hope everybody understands that I won't repeat what each number means again. So we've got the life lesson from our birth date. From our birth name and the vowels of our name only is the soul number, S-O-U-L, our inner self, what we truly feel about ourselves despite what others see. Yours, from your birth name, Kathy, is a 2. Now that perhaps is why you've made that change, because 2 is very loving, but it's also very passive. And I don't hear you being a passive person at all from the telephone resonance. So that perhaps will change for sure when I do the other one down the road. The next, so that's the soul, the inner. Next number comes from consonants, and it's called our outer appearance, very straightforwardly, how others see us. And yours, Kathy, is a 6 in that position. Very traditional in terms of collecting things, being very family-oriented, being looked at as a bit of a matriarch, if you will. That is really the strength in terms of the characteristics of a six. Sort of the traditional side, so it's the antithesis to the five. And then we're going to the last number, and that will help sort of round that out for you, I'm sure. Don't know if yours is the same with Caddy, but in this case, it is the path or destiny number, the fourth number, everybody. And that path or destiny number means what we must have in this lifetime in order to be fulfilled. So, Caddy, we have an eight. Eight is the number of power and money and leadership. And it sounds like to me, not only do you multitask and do many things, but from this perspective, you do it in a very strong, powerful way. Would that feel comfortable or relevant to you?
In terms of my career, yes.
Okay. So then the others you don't resonate enough with?
No, I resonate very much with the six.
Yes.
And the two. No, I do absolutely resonate with everything you've said, except that I would say that the power and the money and the leadership is all great and fine and dandy, but if I don't have love, I don't really give a flying fig bar about it.
I understand.
And Caddy,
I understand. So,
I'm just going to interrupt you because we do have to go on, and I know that Sue would actually talk far more in depth with you, and you can get in touch with her after the show. Sue, what's your website?
www.creativelinks.info, not com.
Okay.
Info, I-N-F-O.
Perfect. I'm just going to say goodbye, Caddy, and thank you so much for calling in. Feel free to get in touch with me after the show, too, if you need more information.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank
Have
you.
A good
Take
day.
Care. Bye. Bye-bye.
You too.
Now I'm going to, so Sue, tell us just again, so her numbers were 5, 2, 6, 8, and the last number pretty much represents your
the fulfillment
all
number,
up
what
for
you
us,
need,
right?
What you need to be really satisfied and fulfilled in your life.
Right, okay. That's awesome. Okay, now I'm going to bring on a gentleman. I believe this is Michael.
Yes.
Yes, hi.
Michael, hi, Michael. Michael is calling us from California.
That's
oh,
correct.
Wow. How's California?
It's going to be about 100 degrees today, but other than that, it's nice and sunny.
Okay, we're just going to zip along, Michael, so that we can get everybody in today. So go ahead and tell us, Sue, your name, and we've got your birth date. We didn't want to say these things over the air. So, Sue, this would be Michael James from California. What do you have to say to him?
Well, Michael, welcome, first of all. Michael, we're going to look at the overall, and because I just want to mention, as you well know, you're a Scorpio. Scorpios are extremely sensitive, perceptive, and tend to put a little bit of a wall up until one gets to know one well. The career number, the life lesson number, comes from adding it all together, November 3rd, the 1960, whatever it is a number six. So you've got a little bit of the three and a little bit of the Scorpio, the three being social, very sociable, and the six being home, family, and security. And so in your career, whether it be at home or whether it be out in the workplace, you treat everyone or would like to treat everyone as your family. Similarly, too, very close, very loving, very traditional, all those qualities. Does that fit, Michael? What do you do?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It's very accurate.
Good. What do you do for a living?
I'm a freelance writer and artist, so I do work from home.
Oh, I see. Good, good, good. That makes sense. Perfect. Next number is our soul, our inner self. What we really truly feel ourselves to be, and yours is a one, Michael, and I relate so well to that one in that position because I have the same. So, unique, a maverick, an innovator, and sort of out of the box, really independent, an independent thinker and doer. And from what you just described, it certainly sounds like you, doesn't it?
Well, I'd like to think so. And being in the creative field, I'm constantly looking for that type of thing, for how to be unique, and I always do go my own way, in fact, even politically, religiously, the whole bit.
And a maverick.
It sounds like it. Sorry, Katie, what did you say?
And a maverick.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yep.
Yeah,
not
I'd
to be
like to talk
with the old
further,
board.
Michael. It's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. There's another number that I really want to share with you that is a bit unique. And that one is although we take our numbers typically to single digit 1 through 9, there are four master numbers. Those are 11, 22, 33, and 44. They have special intuitive skills, all of them, and each one has a special other gift. Michael, you have an 11 in your outer appearance. 11's number is extraordinarily intuitive. People see you as kind of spiritually special, and number 11 could function as a psychic. So I'm going to share with you that you must get in touch with your intuition, meditation, whatever form you need to get in touch with in nature, in your paintings, take a break, get in touch with your intuitive, and you will be extraordinarily successful. So I'm going to suggest that. Let me know if that actually helps and works out. The last number is path or destiny. That means what we must have for fulfillment, and this is a really good one too. It's a 3. 3, Michael, is the social number. You need to be out there having fun, traveling, doing things that are really quite social and sociable. And I suspect being at home a lot, you don't have enough of that. So that's what this is saying. In order for you to really have that balance that you need, go out and have some fun.
Wow.
There you go. Okay,
thank you,
Michael.
So much. Yep.
I just wanted to say thank you for calling. I'm sorry to cut everybody off. I'm being the mean host today. I just want to make sure everyone gets in today.
Yep, thank you very
Michael,
much.
Are you okay
Thanks,
with
Michael.
That?
Excellent, yep.
Good, okay, thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Michael.
Bye-bye. I have
Barbara. Is that you online now?
Yes, hi.
Hi, you're calling from, is it Murrieta, California?
That's correct.
Very nice. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Katie.
Now, Sue, this is Barbara
yes.
Ann, and she did a little change
yes.
on her last name there. So, and you have her
oh,
birth
really?
Date.
Well, what do you mean, a last-minute change?
No. Her name has that little, remember, she said it isn't a typo. It's Barbara
oh,
Ann.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got all her info. So go ahead with Barbara Ann.
Yeah,
I will.
One
now that
change.
You said there's
yeah.
a bit of a change, I'm going to spell it. And that's K-I-L-I-K-E-V as in Victor, I-C-E.
Yeah, that was my birth name. And then it's pronounced Kilakevich, so I changed the E at the end to an H, so it would just be easier for pronunciation purposes.
But your birth name is with the E.
That's correct.
Okay, that's what I've done. So
okay.
Let's begin. Your life lesson number comes from birth date. Yours is a 7. And you're a Libra. So Librans are very fair. The scales, they have to weigh and make sure that there's justice, if you will. 7 is one that's very intuitive, inspirational, supportive, loving nature, and quite spiritual. So, and then there's the 9 in your birthday, and that's helping humanity in a very broad sense. And so, that's who you are, at least from this perspective. What do you do, Barbara?
I'm an entrepreneur. I have I have several irons in the fire, but my passion is writing.
Okay, writing novels?
No, actually, I'm in the process of writing a series of holiday books. My first book
okay.
is called A Mindful Christmas, and it's about how to change. This is actually very right on. It's about changing the way that we celebrate Christmas into a way that we celebrate it more in a more in a way that serves humanity.
Okay, good. Now, let me go on, because as you said, you're an entrepreneur with many different things going on. Your soul number, the inner, is a 5. And as I don't know which one, I just spoke with somebody that's a 5. 5 is the variety. 5 is the high need for change. 5 is unconventional. 5 is must be multitasking and maybe two marriages or two, many several relationships, because one with 5s gets bored easily. So you're saying you're doing many things. Fits. Next number, I'm going to move along fairly quickly, so bear with us because we don't have a lot of time per. When I do it individually, it's a half an hour at least. So understand that this is just superficial.
Yeah, I understand.
Good. The next number is outer appearance, how we see to other, are seen to others. Yours is a 1. 1, as I said to Michael, it's very individual, independent. And it is even in this outer position. But as well as that, on first meeting, there's a little bit of aloofness, a little bit of protection, just not quite right there in your face. I don't know if that fits. But anyway, the next number is path or destiny. Again, what we need for fulfillment. Yours is the 6. I think that's what somebody wanted, was the 6. Now, the 6, without family, home, and security, you will not feel fulfilled. So that's your overall. Fulfillment is family, career is spirituality, support, helping. There you go. Those are the two most important.
There you go. And don't worry about it, Barbara, because I'm a 1-2, and apparently I'm very aloof, and who knew? Who knew? Thank you for calling, Barbara, and hopefully we'll hear from you after the show.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Now, I have someone coming on here, and I'm not sure who this is. Hello?
Hello, is Rodrigo?
Hi, Rodriguez. Now, have you already called in? Do we have your information?
Yes, I emailed my information back in July, I believe.
Oh, my. You were one of our other ones.
Well, they got lost, so I'll do one right now, Katie,
okay.
If you want.
Go ahead.
Now, it's Rodriguez, is that your name?
It's Rodrigo, R-O-D-R-I-G-O.
Okay, first of all, give me your birth date.
11/22.
What year?
83.
83?
Yes.
Okay. My daughter's year. And full birth name. You can spell it for me, please.
It's J-O-S-E space
J-O-S-E.
R-O-D-R-I-G-O.
R-O-D-R-I-G-O.
Yep.
Rodrigo.
F-U-E.
And the last name?
F-U-E-N-T-E-S.
F-U-E-N-T-E-S?
Yes.
S as in Sam, U E, N as in Norman, T as in Tom, E S as in Sam.
Yes.
Good. Give me a couple of minutes, Katie. I'll let you do some talking and I'll be right back with you.
Sure. Where are you calling from, Rodrigo?
New York City.
New York City. That's right. You tried to get in last time Sue was on and we just could not pull everyone on. That's why I kind of had people tell us a little bit of information before the show so we could pull them on and at least get a little mini reading.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what do you do?
My company delivers romantic and intimate experiences for couples to enhance their relationship.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have a website?
Yes, it's dejamor.com, DEJAMOR.com.
Okay. And how long have you been in that business?
We launched in late June, and we've just been growing our subscriber base. It's a monthly subscription, so every month you get a new and fresh idea and experience to share with mm-hmm. your partner.
I think that's very unique. I don't think I've ever heard of anything like that before. How is it going?
It's great. It's a new concept that we're trying out to reconnect couples, and we're getting some really great feedback from customers. And they just, you know, I love hearing when someone says, you know, we have a one-year-old daughter, and it's been so long since we've had us time, and getting the subscription just really focuses us and kind of forces us to have that reconnection and take some time for ourselves. And I just love hearing something like that.
That's a wonderful idea. And you know what? That's so true, isn't it? I think that that's what happens to a lot of couples, that they start to not have enough date time anymore. It kind of goes out the window, and the focus is on the kids and the mortgage and everything else. And I know that one of the couples that I know that are extremely close together, they have exactly that. They have date nights.
Yep, yep. The way I explain it, I'm here when you're ready,
Katie. Go ahead.
Okay, we'll talk more about this, Rodrigo, after the show.
Sure, go ahead, Sue.
I missed what you do, most of it, but so that's probably a good thing, because if the numerology fits, I didn't do it. I didn't slant it in any way. So November 11th, in and of itself, you go by Rodrigo, do you?
Yes.
Okay, good. In and of itself, Rodrigo, November 11th is very special. It's 11-11. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, 11 is the psychic number. Highly, highly, it's extraordinarily intuitive. And there, you've got another master number, so it's quite exceptional, this reading. The life lesson, your career number from the birth date, adds up to a 7. So I think this fits a lot from the last bit that I heard. Highly intuitive, highly spiritual, highly sensitive, and it is a 7, which is spiritual again, supportive, intuitive, did I say inspirational? All of those things are 7s.
Wow.
They're kind of they could function as a minister in whatever way, whether it be, it's a sort of a spiritual leader is really what's really good about 7s. So there's the spirituality in spades, except we go again to the soul number, your inner self from the vowels. Yours adds up to 44. As I said, if they're 11, 22, 33, or 44, we leave them out as the double digit as opposed to single. Yours comes out to 44, Rodrigo. 44 in single digit would be 8, 8, which is powerful. 44 is exceptionally powerful, however, in a very spiritual, intuitive way. The special gift of 44 is to make grand schemes for plans for a life out there, very complex life schemes with an intuitive sense that ends up being extraordinarily successful. So I'm going to say you will be for sure. The next number is our outer appearance. Yours is a 4, and that's an interesting balance to the rest, because 4 are a little more conservative and conventional and very, very hardworking. But in the superficial or in the outer, it is looking like, coming across like more conventional as opposed to really out there. And I don't know anything about you. I can't see you. So do you consider yourself, at least from outer perspective, how others see you, as being a bit conventional?
Tough to say. I think it depends on the group of people that I'm with.
Certainly
before, when I was a practicing attorney, I certainly took on the role of a very conventional sort of corporate type. And
wow. Well, you've done a lot
now,
in your young years, haven't you?
Yeah, I think today it's certainly an unconventional path to leave a very successful legal career to pursue entrepreneurship. So I think it just depends.
Yeah, it sure does. But 11s and 44s, being as unusual as they are, usually go in a very special, unique direction. And I'm not going to say any more to that. It's quite obvious, the shift that you've made. Now, the last number is path or destiny, fulfillment number, and yours is a 3. Again, I think we've mentioned it earlier. 3 is the social number. So all those other things, the great plans, the conventional thinking but very strong intuitive, needs the social, needs the people, needs the out there of your life. And I don't know about travel, but that certainly would really satisfy you to do perhaps the kind of thing you do, but encompass traveling as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how yours turns out.
That's fantastic. Rodrigo, I'm going to say goodbye. I know I'm going to talk to you after, and thanks so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Now, I'm just going to pull them on real quick, Sue, so we can get through all of these wonderful people.
I'm doing my best.
Who are holding on, and thank you so much for holding on. Judy is calling us.
Yes, hello.
Hi, from outside Philadelphia.
Yes.
Wonderful. And Sue, you have some information for Judy.
Well, I do. Judy, as I said at the beginning of the show, for those people that have been adopted or they've changed their names, I'm just doing one name. In your case, because it was 4 days only that you had your former name, I'm doing Judy or Judith, that name. I hope you're okay with that.
Yes.
Because you've lived most of your life as Judy.
Absolutely.
So here we go. Your life lesson, your career number is a 4. I've just mentioned that. The 4 number is hardworking, structured, needs require structure, and in a little bit of a conventional or conservative way or business. And I can't remember what you do. Don't tell me for a moment. The other thing is that you are a Virgo. Virgoans are feet on the ground. They're the earth mothers, and they know how to be maternal and bring up the best of others and balance others really, really well. Now, I forget, what is it that you do?
I am a presentation strategist. I help people give speeches and speak up.
Wonderful. Okay. Oh, good for you. Okay, so you're doing the speech stuff. You have to have that a bit of conservative respect, and that's what you obviously have from the people that are speaking. Let's go on. The soul number, the inner, is a 3. 3, again, is the social number. Must have people around, and you have another one in your path or destiny, which is fulfillment. So, Judy, I'm going to say you're doing work with people, but if you don't have people around, you won't be satisfied at all. So you really are very much a people person and a people supporter. Your outer appearance is a 9. Are you tall?
No, I'm 5'3".
5 what?
5'3".
Okay. Regardless of that, I'm 5'2". I am pretty powerful in a group. I suspect you are too. I don't know how, but you are. 9 is the outer appearance that makes an impression. So whether or not that fits you, I'm not sure. You did have 2 names. If you do want me to do your early birth name, certainly you can give me a call later on and we can make an appointment.
Okay. Great.
Okay. So
is that the last
now.
One?
We've done all our numbers.
All our numbers. I'm sorry. I was looking for the next caller coming on. Thank you so much, Judy. Thank you for calling us, and have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Bye.
We're going to talk to Nancy. Nancy, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Nancy. You're calling from Long Island.
Yes, that's true.
Wonderful. Sue, you've got some information for Nancy.
Oh, Nancy, I love you. Are you the one that are the comedian?
Yes.
Okay. You're a lot of fun. And December 13th, which is your birth date, is one of my favorites. My daughter, my granddaughter, all the people that are important to my life are Sagittarians. Sagittarians are fun. They entertain. They are loved by many, many people because they're fiery, but they're also angelic. And your first number is a 1. 1 is the independent, entrepreneurial, particularly in this position. If they don't have their own company, then they have to be very much a leader in someone else's company. And I think that fits based on your website.
Yep.
Next, is that correct?
Yes, I would say so, yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Next is your inner, from your soul number, from your vowels of your name. Yours is a 6. So again, we've got a lot of 6-ish people around. 6 is home, family, security, traditional collection, stuff like that. I don't have a clue what's inside of you, but it has to be loving and homey.
Yep,
the next
true.
Number is our outer appearance, and that for you is a 4. Again, structure a little bit can be viewed as a little conventional, although you're pretty unconventional, but you've got another 4 in your birthday, 3 and 1, 13. So there is a little bit of convention there, whether it shows outwardly or not. That's a little bit of who you are,
mm-hmm.
hardworking and a little bit of conservatism. The last number, again, is a one. So, my dear, absolutely must have your own business, absolutely must be independent, regardless of family around you or anything else. You are unique and independent. If you don't have it, you won't be happy.
I would say that's very spot on. It's very interesting. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Nancy. All the best to you.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Okay. Well, you hit it right on with her. Interesting
yeah.
lady.
I think they all are. She's just much more outgoing and expressive because
yeah.
she's a comedian. She's a stage, an actress.
An actress.
You know.
Well, we have Quinn calling. Hi, Quinn.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I love your name. I never know if it's a boy or a girl, and I love it for a girl.
Oh, thank you so much.
And
people
another caller
surprised.
From New York City. New York City is really into numerology.
I know. I've been
well,
hearing
I think
it Long
that's a big
Island,
city.
New York.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Sue has some info for you, so go ahead, love.
Okay,
thank
Quinn.
You.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's an interesting one in that, first of all, you're in Aries, which is the fieriest of the fire, right, Katie?
Oh, me too, Quinn.
Yeah.
There, see?
Katie's
I knew
an Aries
we had something
well.
In common.
Me too.
I'm in good company.
Fire and outgoingness and leadership, and you are an 11 as well in your career. So the 11, I again don't know what you do, Quinn, but you could function as a psychic. So if you're not functioning as a psychic, like doing readings, you could function very well as a psychologist, a therapist, an HR director, manager, something definitely with people helping them and being intuitive and helpful in that way. What do you do?
I'm an entertainer. I'm a singer. Performer.
You're an entertainer too?
Yes. I have a show called Burlesque to Broadway, and we travel all over the country with a big
wow.
show.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, the 3 is the social number. That's the 30th. And then you've got the 3 again in your outer appearance. So, yeah, you are on stage all the time with people, fun, travel, luxury. That's 3. the inner, which I didn't get to, the soul, because I went to the next 3. The soul number is a 6. Again, I don't know if you've got your own little personal family, but somewhere in your... on the road trips, whatever, it's a family environment that you need. You're a 6. Home, family, security, have fun with it, but it has to have that nurturing part of you. And the last number, because I've done the outer, the last number, the path or destiny, fulfillment number is a 9, love of humanity in the most idealistic sense. So whatever you do, it has to be to better humanity in your own way, to make people better. There
I
you
love
go.
It. I love
yeah?
it. Thank you. Well,
you're
my
very
show is
welcome.
About celebrating so women and you know what they do. So I hope I'm making it better.
Oh,
of course
that's
you
awesome.
Are.
Thank you so much, Quinn, for calling.
Thank you, Kay. Thank you, Sue.
You're
have
welcome.
A great day.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye. Okay, now we have another guest here. Is that Chef Alexa?
Yes.
Hello. Welcome to
Hi.
The show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, Sue, you have some information for Chef Alexa.
I do. You are an actual chef, are you, Alexa?
Yes.
Okay, terrific. Then let me tell you what your life lesson is, life
okay.
lesson being your career number. It's a 3. And 3's the social number, parties, fun, social, going from place to place. I don't know if you actually do go or you're just behind the scenes as a chef, but whatever it is, you do your partying, and you also, March 14th is a 5, so you need that variety in what you do as well, to a lesser degree. Next number, inner soul number, is a 7. I think we've had that enough if you've been listening, but in the inner soul, spiritual, inspirational, intuitive, and loving nature. So those are the things, if you don't resonate quite with that,
mm-hmm.
I recommend highly that you go out in nature by the water or trees or whatever you like most or feel most comfortable with and bring out the last number. Because the last number, again, is an 11, and that last number is fulfillment. It's very, very important. In order to get to your 11, which is your intuitive, highly, highly intuitive, and know exactly what your paths are, combine the 7 and 11 and go out in nature, get in touch with that intuitive, and you will be successful no matter what you do. The outer appearance is not as impacting as I've said before. Yours is a 4. You can put on the conservative front if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
Fabulous. Thank you.
There you go. Thanks so much, Chef Alexa, for calling.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And do you have a restaurant or something like that you could...
Yeah, we have a catering company, Lemley's Catering, and we also make gourmet marshmallows. That's our
gourmet marshmallows.
Yeah,
oh,
this year.
Yeah, what's the gourmet part?
Sweets.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
And we're branching into a new line of sugars and syrups and extracts, and so we're just trying to decide if we should change our name and we were thinking 240 Savory, but we're just kind of nervous to go away from our core brand name. So
what people know, right?
Yes.
Right. Well, do you have a website? Shout it out.
Yeah, it's 240sweet.com.
Wonderful.
Fabulous.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Take care. Now I have some callers calling in that I'm not too sure. If you've already called, if you could take yourself off of the switchboard would be wonderful, because there's so many of you still kind of hanging on, and you can still listen to the show if you click off. I cannot believe, Sue, how many people are calling in. It's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. But I do have, there are still several more that I've done already that had written in. Are there any of those? There's Tay, Jim, Skip, Dawn, and Diane that are still not, haven't spoken with.
Okay, let me just go on and see if they're there. Their numbers aren't showing, and I'm just wondering if it's a call-in. Hi there.
I'm Tay.
Tay, hi.
Yeah, hi.
Welcome to the show. It's Tay, Sue.
Yes.
I got it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tay. I'm going to just go ahead, if you don't mind, Tay. I'm just going to carry on with what your numbers are.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like the number 4?
I'm 4.
Do you like the number 4?
I like the number 4, yeah.
Okay, because you've got 4 of them.
Oh, my God. I have 4
of
4.
Let me explain. It's really quite interesting. I don't think I've ever seen one like this.
Okay.
So bless you. You are a Pisces, which is a very sensitive, very creative, very sort of eclectic. And so there's the 3 there, there's the 3 and the 12, 1 and 2, and those are social people. And then you go into the total, which is 4. 4 in a career number is pretty traditional, needs structure for sure, tends to be in a more supportive but hardworking role. So what do you do?
Well, I'm actually freelancing at the moment. I do all my projects, they have to do with written language.
With which?
Written language. I'm kind of writing
fiction,
translation, editing, all those things.
Okay. Hardworking.
Hardworking, yeah.
Yeah. Next number, from your inner self, your soul, that's the special number. You've got a 44. So there's a double 4. Double 4 simply is 8, which is power. Single 4, rather. It's double 4 could be 8, which is power. Double 4, as I said to somebody just a little while ago, very much a grand planner for schemes and processes and programs that will work. Mm-hmm. And that sounds like what you're doing in your translation and your language. So keep going. Use that intuitive again. Go out and meditate with nature or however best gets you in touch with your intuitive, and you'll make anything you want work.
Oh, wow.
Okay, next number is outer appearance. Again, it's a 4, so that's why I asked you about 4. 4, again, in the outer, a bit conservative, a bit conventional, is how others see you. You may not be inside, but outside, that's how others see you. And your last number, the path or destiny, the fulfillment number, is a 3. So whatever you do, you've got 3s and 4s. 3s are social, 4s are a bit structured, 44 is grand plan. So there you go. You've got a really nice life ahead of you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
You're welcome.
And again from New York, and have a great day. Thank you so
much for calling.
Thank you. Now, I'm not sure, but would this be James?
Hello?
Hi, is that James?
Yes.
It's Jim Carrey calling
it.
It
is.
Oh, good. I have you
Jim,
next.
How are
Jim.
You?
Hello?
Now, Jim Carrey, are you the comedian?
Well, I think I'm funny, but nobody else does.
Good for you. Okay, shall we carry on, Kate? We
go
ready?
Ahead.
All right. March 23rd, Kate. March 23rd is one of my favorite numbers. It's another Aries, but it is a special Aries. Mine is July 23rd. Any 23rd numbers are extremely diverse, extremely, they have qualities of two signs, their current sign and the birth sign, as well as the sign before. And the sign before yours is Pisces. So you've got qualities of Pisces, you've got qualities of Aries. Aries being, as I said earlier, the fieriest of the fire, very much a leader. Again, you've got the 23rd, which is five, a multitasking, many things at once, and the total comes to a three, social number. So you must be doing something that is varied and yet with people. You want to tell us what you do?
Well, my day job, I'm a chiropractor, and my night job is I'm a novelist. So I don't know if either one of those, I guess a chiropractor.
Is an analyst, did you say?
Chiropractor. And then
no,
I
you're
also,
second.
A novelist, a writer.
Novelist. Oh, okay. That's, yes, definitely. That's the quiet side. Interesting. The next number, it's James Luke Carey, right?
Correct.
Okay. Next number, inner self, is a nine. Love of humanity in the most idealistic sense. Must be helping others. And you certainly are doing that. And probably even in your writing, you're doing that. Maybe your end goal would be to help others. Right now, you're on your own. But that book is supposedly going to be published, or whatever it is you're writing, and it will also be helping others. The next two numbers, actually, Jim, are fives. So as I said earlier, five needs variety. They're unconventional. I suspect you're unconventional in the way you chiropract. And
yes, very much.
Okay, I figured that. And very much variety. So you're doing two careers, if you will, writing and practicing chiropractic. What else? High need for change. I mean, if you're not going in many directions, you're bored, very bored. So, yeah, you've got a lot there, huge. Pisces is the creative. Aries is the doer, is out there doing. So that's the chiropractor. The Pisces is the writer, the creative. But fortunately, you've got the strength of the fire that balances it all. So there you go.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Carey. And how is it out in Sheboygan?
It's raining.
Oh, wow, it's raining
too.
Here.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Really appreciate it, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, Sue, we have two callers left, and I'm not quite sure who they are. So who's calling?
Hello?
Hello. Hi. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Diane.
It's Diane. Okay, I didn't recognize the number. And, Sue, we literally have 2 minutes to do the next two calls.
Okay, well, then let's do Dawn's, and that will be it, I guess, for this time, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me
do it. Go ahead and do Diane.
Let's see where we go. Dawn, I'm going to go quickly. You're April 21st.
Pardon? It's Diane.
Oh, it's Diane. I'm sorry, hon. There's Dawn right before. Diane Longfelder?
Yeah,
is that right? Langfelder?
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
Virgo, September 7th, very much feet on the ground. However, you're a five. As you know, fives are high need for change, unconventional, must be doing a variety of things in a rather unique fashion or unconventional fashion, and as I said, high need for change. Next number, inner self, soul number is an eight, very powerful, very strong, very much a leader. Next number is outer appearance. Yours is a 9. Again, very impressive to others. Has a lot of strength and energy, or impressive, very much an impressive outer appearance. Next number, again, Diane, is an 8. So you've got 2 8s. 8s are extremely powerful, as I said, but you've got the 2. Be careful not to go overboard with your power. Step back a bit. Others will be afraid of you if you don't go out there with big all your great guns. And don't over want money, because they tend to be rather money-oriented. Just relax with that. I would meditate if I were you, too. However, your outer appearance is a 9. I said that. It's all very, very strong. Very strong. What do you do, Diane, just to finish off?
I'm a college professor and an author.
Oh.
You're what?
College professor and an author.
Okay, great.
Yeah, powerful.
Great, great, great. Very.
Thank you so much.
Diane.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Diane. That was awesome. Thanks for calling in, and again, from New Jersey. Now, our last caller, I'm not sure if we're going to get you in. Who's there?
Hello. Hello.
Lloyd?
Hello.
Skip?
No, we lost him. Okay, you know what? That's okay, Sue, because we are at the end of the show. Every time you're on, it goes like this.
It does.
We've already had, I have to tell you, I'll send them over to you, email saying, wow, spot on some of the guests you just spoke to. So give them
so
your
glad.
Website and phone number again, please.
Will do. Website is creativelinks, L-I-N-K-S, .info. My phone number, 416 Toronto, 255-9440. That's 255-9440 at 416 area code.
Please make sure to have a look at Sue's website. There's career counseling, meditation classes, creative healing, numerology readings, inspirational speaking that you can hire her for. She's just a delight. Thank you so much, my friend, for coming on. And we'll have to bring you back on again.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it tremendously.
And you're very,
and hey,
very
if anybody
gracious.
Has a if anybody has somebody that they want to refer, I'll do a longer one, and I do reports online. So
wonderful.
There you go. And thank you, Kate.
Thank you so much, Sue, and have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Great. You too.
Take care. Thank you,
bye
everyone,
now.
For calling in. Such a great show with Sue. It's always a bit of fun, so we don't have quite the, you know, in-depth, but she can certainly tell you so much more. So do get in touch with my wonderful Susan Fox. Join us next week on Get Focused Radio with my guest, Sally Felton. She's a radio talk show host, life coach, and hypnotherapist, and she's going to talk about her latest bestseller, If I'm So Smart, Why Can't I Get Rid of This Clutter? That should be absolutely hilarious. I am really excited about what's coming on for this long weekend. I'm going to the Boots and Hearts Festival. It's a 3-day-long festival at the Mossport here. There's going to be Tim McGraw, Carrie Underwood, Kid Rock, Alabama, Big and Rich. I'm so excited. I'm going to be interviewing the group High Valley and having a very close chat with Jason McCoy. Really looking forward to that. So Google Boots and Hearts for the whole lineup, and they're traveling all over the place. They'll probably be hitting your city very soon. I want to remind everyone that one organ donor can save up to 8 lives, but did you know that simply signing the request card means your family can still veto your wishes? Please take at www.beadonor.ca. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to Get Focused Radio. Please go to radio.com for more info about upcoming guests, and please like us on Facebook. On behalf of my guest, Susan Fox, and myself, Kate Hennessy, I wish you a beautiful day. See you next week.